This was a long-term investigation by the Organised Crime Partnership into a organised criminal gang that were importing Class A drugs into the UK, and particularly for upward distribution into the London area. We identified that they were using Rochester Airport as a way of smuggling drugs into the country, and we mounted an operation around the airport.
Okay, and just tell the listeners a bit more about what you discovered when you found these two men.
We identified the aeroplane coming in, flying in from Holland. We waited for the aeroplane to land, and the pilot then booked himself into a local hotel, whereupon he met an individual that was going to take receipt of the drugs. The individual that was taking receipt of those drugs had brought with him a purpose-built vehicle that had hidden concealments, electronic hidden concealments inside, that if that vehicle was stopped by police, they would never have detected the drugs inside. And the investigation has been very complex. Neither men admitted their involvement in the offence or the importation of the drugs. And in fact, the judge commended the officers today for that investigation, and that's something that I'd also like to echo. This was a significant sentence given out by the judge today. The pilot was described as having a leading role in the importation. He received a sentence of 23 years, which is a significant sentence. The courier, he had a lesser role, was described as having a significant role, and he was given a 17-year sentence. I'm very pleased. It sends out a clear message that importation of drugs at this level will receive the very high sentences, and this has been demonstrated today.
And it was very lucky you were able to stop the millions of pounds worth of drugs ending up on the streets. What would have happened if you didn't? Where would they have gone next?
The Organised Crime Partnership works with the National Crime Agency, looking and obtaining intelligence information at the very highest levels. The Metropolitan Police bring that local community intelligence to the partnership. These drugs were destined for the streets of London. They would have blighted the lives of thousands and thousands of people. The street value of these drugs has been estimated at 2.4 million. The purity of the drug imported was in excess of 80%, which is a very high purity level. And that's why we're particularly pleased with the result of the sentencing today. And we will continue to work to identify other people involved in the criminal importation of those drugs. But also, importantly, we're looking for those that were going to then distribute the drugs in the communities.
And just finally, one last question. Kent, obviously, this is where these drugs were found. We've also got the Port of Dover. We've got various small airfields and the kind of coastline. Is Kent more at risk than maybe other parts of the country for crimes like this?
No, not at all. There is security. There are measures in place. And the National Crime Agency works very hard to keep our borders safe. In this particular instance, the organised criminal gang thought that using Rochester Airport was a safe route into the UK. But obviously, we were there waiting for them and managed to achieve the successful prosecution today by presenting very strong evidence against those involved.